Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. This week, I want to tell you about a historical fiction novel I just finished and that I liked. In Transcription, best-selling British novelist Kate Atkinson pays attention to history and also to how often it repeats itself. The protagonist of the story, Juliet Armstrong, is a young woman who becomes an unlikely spy during World War II and receives an assignment that forever changes her life. The book has a bit of a complicated structure. It actually opens in 1981, when the aging Juliet has been hit by a car and is dying. It then travels back and forth between the 1940s, when Juliet works as a transcriptionist for MI5, the British Secret Service, and the 1950s, when she works as a BBC producer. Juliet is an interesting, strong, engaging character, and her life keeps the story grounded through all these shifts in time. And in fact, her urgent tapping of typewriter keys makes a great tool to reflect the tension of the war while she transcribes conversations between British citizens who secretly support the Third Reich and an MI5 agent who's posing as a Gestapo officer. I enjoyed this book for the most part. The shifting timeline did get a bit confusing at points, causing me to have to go back and reread parts of the novel. Transcription also has quite a large cast of characters, and I often had to stop and remind myself who was who, the part they played in the 1940s or in the 1950s, and why they were relevant to Juliet and the overall story at any given point. Aside from having a bit of difficulty keeping time and people straight, though, I enjoyed the plot of this book. I love novels set in World War II, and especially those set in England during that time period. Throw in a really good spy story with a strong female character, and I'll give this book 4 stars. Atkinson often treats us to wry humor in this book as well, as in the scene where Juliet and her co-conspirators are forced to kill a woman who works for the Nazis. Now, I know murder's not usually a funny subject, but Atkinson makes it cute in this instance. Juliet shoots to hurt the woman, not kill her, because the woman is attacking Juliet's boss. But the woman doesn't stop attacking. So the other man in the room, Cyril, takes Juliet's gun and shoots the woman again. After she tells Cyril that he didn't have to kill the woman, Juliet's boss says, well, yeah, the woman does need to be killed, and finishes her off himself. And I'm quoting from Atkinson's writing now. She's still not dead, Cyril said. He looked awful, all the color gone from his skin, and the hand that was holding the gun was shaking violently. Juliet removed it from his slippery grasp. Cyril had never shot a gun before, of course, and had aimed wildly at Dolly, succeeding in only wounding her in the arm. It wasn't enough to stop her progress, and somehow she kept moving, although now she was dragging herself in circles, mewling like a sick cat. Finally, she stopped and slumped against the wall, still whimpering and moaning. How had the situation gotten so out of hand so quickly? Juliet muses before watching her boss struggle up from the sofa, and I'm no longer quoting now, where he was trying to recover from Dolly's attack on him with a statue of Beethoven. Quoting again, we must finish her off, I'm afraid, says Godfrey, as if she were an animal and it was an act of kindness. End of quote. Even though it's a dark scene and subject, Atkinson writes it in a way that makes it amusing to read. I don't know if that translates well with me speaking it out loud, but get the book and try it. You'll see. Also, Atkinson's writing is what makes the novel interesting and entertaining overall. If you like historical fiction, or spy stories, or intrigue, or strong female characters, this book will surely delight you as it did me. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.